Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on a big win, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Schulze.
Looking back at the year, you've had some really good wins. At Duluth to open the year comes to mind. The Saturday in North Dakota, the unbeaten streak in league in January. With all things considered, what's on the line this weekend? Was this maybe one of your better wins, maybe the best win of the year?
It was a big win, Schulze. I agree with you. I don't know if it's the best win. You probably had more time to think about the question than I've had to answer the question. But I think when you take a look at what we did last weekend, and we stubbed our toe against Lake Superior State, obviously it magnified this series. And for us to come on the road, Winter Carnival, in such a series that has so much on the line right now, and there's so many ramifications to this series. It was a big win.
Your fourth line had 6 points. What did you like out of them, other than obviously contributing offensively?
I think that's the biggest thing. They were opportunistic, and they picked up the slack last night when we needed somebody to pick up the slack. And that's when you can get secondary scoring like that, it's just a huge plus for you.
TJ Rue also had a goal last night. Biss and I have talked the last several home series. He seems to be playing with a little bit different motor lately. First off, he's injured. How's he doing?
He's going to be out tonight, so we'll see what happens. It's all week to week. We'll see what happens next week.
Like I said, he's been noticeable as of late. What's he doing right?
Well, he's a veteran. One thing with TJ, he's got very good hockey sense. So he's got very good hockey sense, and he knows he can make plays. He knows his way around the rink, and again, he's a veteran. Now the game's a lot slower for him.
There were 71 faceoffs last night. Kyle Bauman took 30 of them. He won 19 of them. That number is mind-boggling to me. What's that stat mean to you?
Well, it means that we were shorthanded last night, and I had to play our best forward in the lineup a lot and our best athlete in the lineup last night, and that's why he had 30 faceoffs, and he might have 30 tonight as well.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we return the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Cerruttori. There's a penalty called last night, Tom, for face-off violation. I've never seen it called. Have you?
No. 24 years of college hockey. I didn't even know it was a rule, to be honest with you, Schulze. And no, you just don't make that call. Again, why? I have no clue. I'm just glad we got out of it. I'm sure the linesmen and the referees were very happy that we didn't score either, because that's the last thing you want with a controversial call like that. They don't want to see a goal either.
What is the college rule? I Googled it, and all I could find was the NHL one.
Schulze, I don't know. Obviously, if you get booted out twice, it's a penalty. So, my thing is drop the puck, and let's not overthink this. Drop the puck, and let's get the game going.
You could sense emotion last night, and a lot of it from the press box. Kind of had a playoff feel. Some of that may have just been the fact that it's Winter Carnival in a packed building, but as the regular season's winding down, the series could very well be a first-round playoff matchup. Does tonight make a big difference for the potential, anyway, of how that playoff series could play out?
I don't know, but I want to win just because I want to solidify home ice. And if we win tonight, we solidify home ice. So that's all I'm looking at, Schulze. And we're going to play in first round. I don't think there's any question. I mean, are there some scenarios that could play out? Probably, but I don't see these scenarios playing out. I don't think you do either. And the biggest thing is it going to be in Houghton or is it going to be in Bemidji?
Your lineup will be a little convoluted today. You'll play 7 defensemen because of injuries and sickness. As we're recording this in the early afternoon, do you even know yet how you're going to try to manage this?
I kind of do, Schulze. I kind of do, but I just want to still, we want it to play out as the game's going on. But we have 11 forwards. We have 7 D. We can always throw a D up there. You might see Dylan Eichstead get some shifts. Dylan's got good legs. I put Whitey out for a shift last night with 7 D. I might use a defenseman more tonight just because of the flexibility with 7. We have the TV timeouts, so we have a lot. We have other things that we can use. I might move Seuss up a little bit. He's a wing. He's a natural winger, so I might move Mike Soucy up and play him more on wing. But there's some things we can do. We can play the rotational game too. We can play the rotational game. So I'm just going to see how guys are playing, how we're playing, and I think, again, I just have to have a feel for how the complexion of the game is going.
I remember a couple of years ago, North Dakota had to play 7D for virtually like a month because of injuries, and they just stuck a D up at forward the entire time. What are the pros and cons of that?
I don't think there's a lot of cons. Again, biggest thing is just know your defensive responsibilities. Play hard. You go up and down your wing. You know, finish your checks. Manage the puck. You know, be tough on the forecheck. Be aggressive on the forecheck. So it's not, hey, playing forward, it's a lot easier for a defenseman to go up front than it is a forward to go back. So it's just, you know, a lot of it's just playing hard.
A couple of Beaver fans on this trip. It's not every day you get Olympians coming to watch the Beavers play hockey, right?
No, it's great. You know, no, we've got the Haskell family, and you got Jimmy George, and Jimmy's here from Bemidji. We've got Dave and Sue Eichstead. So, no, it's nice to have some familiar faces at the game and around the hotel.
In that environment, you want anybody cheering for you that you can get, right?
I don't know if we'd hear it anyway. That's such a loud building, as you know, Schultz. Yeah, we could probably have 200 people in the building, and I don't know if we could hear it. It's a very loud building. It's a fun building. It's an exciting building, and it's such a festive atmosphere in Winter Carnival.
Power play was 0-for again last night, including a five-minute major and almost a full 2 minutes of 5-on-3. Is it execution, timing, or just your bad luck?
I think it's probably a combination of both, Schultz. We had some good looks. I mean, we were just a hair from scoring a couple times, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You got to score. And, you know, that can really deflate you. 2 minute 5-on-3, a 5 minute major, that can really deflate you. And that's why, to me, you take a look at the adversity that we dealt with last night. We give up a goal 52 seconds in. We don't score on a 2 minute 5-on-3. And we have a 5 minute major we don't score on, and we went 4-2. So, but I don't want to continually put pressure on ourselves like that. We have to convert, you know, in those situations. And again, and it might be a little bit of everything you just said right there, Schultze, but we got to convert and we got to get our power play on track.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.